Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is courage. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Courage for the Table, written and read by Jessica Finrukel. Courage for the Table. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Psalm 23, 4 through 5. How do you spend the holidays with someone who rejected you? Once they were like family, and now they're your enemy. What if you're at the same table or bump into each other in the buffet line? The sting of betrayal feels like a fire. Over time, the flames turn into embers, but an encounter with the one who wounded you stirs them into flickers that want to consume your peace and joy. It's the season of light, with twinkly lights hanging from every street corner, in business windows, and homes. We deck the halls with garland and play songs of joy, but underneath it all, the hurt lies still and quiet. Yet grumbles and rumbles as the day grows nearer, when we will see our once friend, now enemy, face to face. Families are a blessing because they are a gift from God. He created the family to reflect himself to the world, yet because of sin, families shatter. Brokenness fills homes and hearts. Sometimes the break is irreparable, and other times we put on a smile to hide the hurt as we wrestle to forgive. Our Lord is a good shepherd, and when we follow him, we can trust him to lead and protect us from our enemies. Sometimes that looks different than what we imagine protection should be. When a storm comes, the shepherd gathers the sheep so they can weather it together. Lightning crackles and thunder booms above the sheep's heads. They are exposed to the storm, yet secure because their shepherd is with them. Our imperfect relationships can rumble like a devastating storm. I live in the Midwest and saw my first derecho this year. A wall of black dirt overtook my home and my sight. It blackened the bright sun, and every one of my yard lights flickered on to pierce the darkness. It looked like the middle of the night, but it was 5 p.m. on a midsummer's day. The wind shook the house and rattled the windows. I couldn't see, but I knew damage ensued. All I could do was wait it out, helpless to do anything to change the outcome. When rejection sweeps through one of our relationships, we can feel helpless too. We know there is damage, but we don't know the extent of it till after the storm passes. The depth of the hurt relates to the depth of the relationship. Taking time to acknowledge the pain helps us to heal. Walking through the stages of grief over a relationship gone awry is necessary. Trusting our Good Shepherd Jesus to carry us through the rocky path is healing. Psalm 23, verses 4 and 5 holds much promise of the Lord's presence amid our sorrow. We don't have to wait until we're sufficiently healed to know that he is with us. He walks with us. He guides us. He prepares abundance for us during our pain and among our enemies, even at the holiday table. When a relationship, as we once experienced it, ends, it can feel like a death occurred. We can no longer trust the person with whom we shared our heart. We wonder if the confidences we once shared will now become ammunition against us. Our friend or family member is now our enemy. And sometimes both parties are part of the same family. And rather than breaking the family in two, we end up at the same table. Yet because of God's promise, we can retain our peace and joy. Intersecting faith and life. You can rest assured that God is with you. He guides you to green pastures, even though wolves stalk the shadows. He sets an abundant table for you and invites you to sit at it in the presence of your enemies. God's abundance means that you can have peace while you heal from the wounds of rejection. Even though your heart aches from the pain of a relationship wound, you can sit tall at the holiday table and remember that God chose you to be His own.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.